Welcome to this Ableton Live beginner lesson on dub bass wobble for drum and bass intros. We're going to build a gritty, tempo-synced wobble that sits perfectly under an intro, teasing the bass character before the full drums and sub take over at the drop. The vibe we're aiming for is dubby mid-bass movement, not a huge foghorn, more like moody, rhythmic wobble that you can automate into tension and then snap into the drop. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar intro bass that starts filtered and minimal, gradually gains rhythm, opens up, gets a bit nastier, and still leaves room for pads, atmos, and little drum fills. Alright, let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to pick 174. Create a new MIDI track and name it Wobble Bass. Then set your loop length to 16 bars, because we want an intro length phrase, not just a one-bar loop that never evolves. Now let's build the bass source. Drop Ableton's Wavitable onto the Wobble Bass track. For oscillator 1, load basic shapes and choose a sine or triangle. Keep the position close to sine, around 0 to 15%. This gives you a clean fundamental and keeps the sound controlled. On oscillator 2, also choose basic shapes, but this time use a saw wave. Turn it down quite a bit, something like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. We are not trying to make it bright. We're just adding harmonics so the wobble is audible on smaller speakers. Add a tiny bit of detune on oscillator 2, around 5 to 12 cents. Subtle. Think a little width and movement, not super saw. In the voicing section, turn mono on. Then add glide, around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is one of those dub details that instantly makes the bass feel more alive, because notes slide into each other instead of hard switching. Now the amp envelope. Keep the attack very fast, basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Set decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That gives us a note that feels held, but still has shape. Quick mindset check. For intros, we're not trying to flex the sub yet. We're mainly creating mid-bass character and movement. We'll keep the low end clean and controlled. Next, let's write a simple MIDI pattern. Pick a key like F minor or G minor. F minor is a classic dark DNB home bass, so we'll use that. Start with long notes. The wobble movement is what's going to create rhythm, so the MIDI doesn't need to be busy. Here's an easy 2-bar idea. In bar 1, place an F1 at the very start and hold it for the whole bar. In bar 2, place EB1 at the start and hold it for half a bar, then switch back to F1 for the second half. If you want a bit more bounce, add a tiny pickup note right before a bar change at low velocity. Keep it subtle. This is intro bass, not the drop bass line. Cool. Now we create the wobble. Add auto filter after wavitable. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. That's the classic dub sweep sound. Set the filter frequency somewhere like 150 to 400 Hz to start. Lower equals darker and more tees. Higher equals more revealed tone. Add resonance around 15 to 30%. If you go too high, it'll start whistling and sounding like a laser. We want wub, not pew. If your auto filter has drive, add a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just enough to give the filter some bite. Now turn on the LFO inside auto filter. This is the core of the wobble. Set the LFO to sync mode. Start with a rate of 1/4 note for a slow head nod wobble. Then set the LFO amount around 20 to 45%. Don't overdo it yet. You're looking for obvious movement, but not so much that the filter fully shuts and disappears unless you want that effect. Teacher tip here, decide your wobble target. In dub intros, filter wobble tends to feel more musical than pure volume gating. If your wobble feels like pumping, that usually means the filter is closing too hard or the movement is too extreme. Back off the LFO amount, and if you need the wobble to read more, raise resonance slightly or add a touch of harmonics later with saturation. Also, play with the offset so the filter never completely closes. That gives you constant presence, which is great for intros where you want the bass to feel there, even when it's dark. At this point, you should hear a clear wub-wub from the filter movement, not just the volume turning on and off. Now let's add grit and thickness. After auto filter, add saturator. Put it after the filter on purpose. If you distort before the filter, distortion can flatten the movement and make the wobble feel less dramatic. Distorting after the filter means the movement stays clear. Set drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down to level match. This is a huge habit. If you don't level match, everything sounds better just because it's louder, and you'll accidentally overcook the sound. Next add amp after saturator. Choose the bass or clean mode. Start with bass. Set gain around 10 to 30%. Keep the tone controls conservative. If it booms, pull bass down slightly. Push mid slightly so the wobble translates on small speakers. Keep treble low because we want it dark and moody, not fizzy. Now we shape and protect the low end. EQ 8 at the end of the chain. First, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If the intro feels too sub-heavy, add a gentle low shelf cut around 80 to 120 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 6 dB. Remember, we're teasing. Saving weight for the drop is part of the impact. If it's muddy, do a small wide cut around 200 to 350 Hz, minus 2 to minus 4 dB. If you want more growl audibility, add a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Don't go wild. You're just helping the ear catch the movement. Here's a really beginner-friendly metering habit that helps a lot. Drop spectrum after EQ 8 at the very end. When your filter is more closed, you should see less energy up in the 200 to 500 Hz range and above. When you open the filter, the mid-range should rise, but you shouldn't see a massive new hump suddenly appearing in the 40 to 90 Hz zone. If you do, that's a sign your low end is getting pushed around too much for an intro. Now, optional but recommended. Split your wobble mid from your clean sub. Duplicate the track. Name one wobble mid and the other sub clean. On sub clean, use operator with a pure sine wave. No wobble, no distortion. Then EQ it so it mostly lives below about 90 Hz. On wobble mid, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so all the wobble movement and grit stays out of the true sub range. This is a pro habit that will save you later when you're making drops, because in most DNB, the sub wants to be stable and confident, while the mids do the talking. Now let's add space, but keep it controlled. Add echo either directly on the channel or as a return. For intros, a return is nice because you can throw echoes on specific moments, but either way works. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep feedback around 10 to 25%. Inside echo, filter it. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 3 to 6 kHz. Then keep the mix low, like 5 to 15%. You want vibe, not a wash. Then add a small dark reverb. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, size small to medium, low cut 250 to 500 Hz, high cut 4 to 7 kHz, and dry slash wet maybe 5 to 10%. The goal is atmosphere around the bass. Not turning the bass into fog. Now we arrange the intro across 16 bars so it evolves. Bars 1 to 4. Tease only. Keep the filter frequency low, around 150 to 250 Hz. Set the LFO rate slow, 1/4. Keep distortion minimal. This is where you can add vinyl crackle, distant pad, or jungle ambience, and the bass just lurks underneath. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce the wobble rhythm. Increase LFO amount slightly and change the LFO rate to 1/8. Add a tiny bit of echo send. If you want, add a quiet rim shot or shaker to hint at groove, but keep it restrained. Bars 9 to 12. Tension and edge. Automate the filter opening gradually, maybe pushing into 300 to 800 Hz depending on how bright you want it. Automate saturator drive up a little, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB over these bars. Consider adding a one-shot dub stab or a pitch drop effect to signal we're heading somewhere. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop hype. This is where you can do quick contrast moves. For example, switch the wobble rate from 1/8 to 1/16 for just a bar, then back to 1/8. That little burst feels like a fill without rewriting MIDI. And in bar 16, do a classic fake out. A short pause or choke right before the drop. Silence is tension. The main automation lanes to focus on are auto filter frequency, auto filter LFO amount, saturator drive, echo send or dry slash wet, and small volume moves. Keep volume automation subtle. Let the tone and movement be the story. A few common mistakes to avoid as you do this. First, wobbling the sub too much. That's the fastest way to make the low end feel weak and messy. If you hear the bottom end flapping around, either split sub and mid, or high pass the wobble layer more aggressively. Second, too much resonance. If it starts sounding like a whistly sci-fi effect instead of a dub wobble, pull resonance back into that 15 to 30% zone. Third, over-distorting early. Heavy distortion can flatten the wobble because it creates harmonics that stay loud even when the filter closes. Keep your saturation moderate, and if you want more edge, do it in parallel instead of crushing the main tone. Fourth, not level matching. Always compare before and after at the same loudness. And finally, making the low mids too wide. Keep bass mostly mono. If you want width, put it in Atmos, Pads, and FX. Now let's add a couple of upgrade tricks that feel very teacher-approved but still beginner-friendly. 1-bar switch programming. Keep your main wobble at 1/8, but switch to 1/16 only for the last beat of every 4th bar. It creates a fill feeling and keeps repetition exciting. Triplet bait and switch. Use 1/8 triplet for bars 7 and 8, then snap back to straight 1/8. The listener feels the rhythm tilt, which is super jungle-leaning and instantly creates tension. If your wobble feels too perfectly on the grid, try moving the auto-filter LFO phase off 0 degrees or just offset. This can add groove without touching the MIDI at all. And here's a classic dub intro ear candy moment, an echo throw. Pick one note at the end of bar 8 or 12, automate echo feedback up briefly, maybe reverb up briefly, then cut it right after. You get a spacious tail without washing the whole intro. Quick mini practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar MIDI loop in F minor with long notes. Set auto filter LFO to 1/8 and dial in the wobble. Duplicate the clip 3 times and make variations. 1/4, 1/8 triplet, and 1/16. But use less LFO amount for the 1/16 so it doesn't chatter too hard. Then arrange those across 16 bars in a simple pattern like A, then B, then A, then C. Automate the filter opening from bar 1 to bar 16. If it still feels static, automate saturator drive up slightly every 4 bars. Let's recap what you just built. You started with a simple wavy double bass source, added a tempo synced wobble using auto filters LFO, added controlled grit with saturator and amp, shaped and protected the low end with EQ8, and optionally split a clean sub from the wobble mids. Then you arranged it over 16 bars with automation so it feels like it's going somewhere. If you want to take this further, pick a target vibe like Deep Roller, Jungle Steppers, Dark Minimal, or slightly Neuro-ish, and you can tailor the wobble rates, filter ranges, and the amount of distortion to match that exact mood.